it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
No!
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, there are times...
No arguing, Scott.
There are times where you just have to say thank you.
Yep.
And let people know that you appreciate them.
No doubt about it.
And so we have a listener from Chicago.
P1.
Chicago Jason. And he's active on the chat. Guru and I will go onto that chat and have some fun.
Yeah.
And he has sent us,
ooh,
check it out on YouTube.
I'm about to go look at it.
He has sent us, can you see him?
Yeah.
Can you see him?
Yeah, I can see
a
him.
A dozen donuts, I'm sorry, dozen cupcakes.
Ooh.
From Kara's Cupcakes in the city.
Look at the presentation.
He ordered it from Chicago. Ooh. And they arrived this morning.
Ew.
And I just want to say thank you to
no,
Chicago
we
Jason.
We want to say thank you.
Set a card and everything.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks,
we want
that's
to say
big.
Thanks. So I'm going to actually.
That's what life's about.
I'm going to actually take one now.
I'm going to come over and get one. I'm going to take my and headphones gonna, off and I'm going to come. Or can you pass? Well,
yeah, I can pass.
Were you a good passer in hoop?
Guru, you're insulting now.
Evan said Durant sent them. Get it, cupcake.
Yeah, we just got 12 Durants.
Yeah, there you
12
go.
12 cupcakes.
Woo!
Man, thank you very much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's big.
What? Thank you very much, yeah, man. Appreciate
Evan's
it.
Evan's coming to get one.
Oh, Evan's coming
yeah,
in.
You got him.
I got you.
Woo!
Also, there's one other thing.
Woo!
So thank you so much. I hate to do this, but you guys know I get into other people's pockets. You know how much these donuts were? Sorry, donuts. They're not donuts. They're cupcakes. And they're incredible.
How much?
$94.
Oh, my goodness. A C-note.
Jace, how much you
oh,
make?
No. We got to have
Chicago Jason, how much you make? You know, that's about $9 a cupcake.
Oh.
$8, $9 a cupcake. I got a big ass.
All right.
Yeah, I do.
Whiz it up.
Thank you so much, buddy. Oh. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Back to Curry and the Warriors, talking about expectations.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I didn't look this up, but we're talking about Steph and not losing a step, basically, at this age. I got three guys that come to mind that are doing this or have surpassed what he's doing thus far at this age. LeBron James.
All right, I got to give you that.
Tell me what you give me. I think you're going to fight
me
here.
I got to
give you. Karl Malone.
No.
Steiny, you don't think, just on what he was, like,
well,
I'm Malone age well in the league, man.
Let me look.
Okay, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Steiny. With that sky hook.
And who was the first one? Right.
LeBron.
And if I give you all three of those,
all right,
I would have to note that all three of those guys are huge.
Right.
And so,
I didn't say more spectacular
yeah, no,
than longevity.
What I'm saying is that's why what Curry's doing to me is way more impressive.
Wow. He don't have that.
Okay, so you know what? I got to give you Malone.
All right.
At 37, Karl Malone averaged 22. And he averaged,
right.
Yeah, he was scoring 20 right. a game at 38, 39.
Okay.
He also played 81 games.
Yes, he did.
In the
that's
league,
true.
It was, you're right, Evan. That's a great
that is
point.
True.
Man.
I mean, if you ever read down the list of the games played for Stockton and Malone, it's just, it'll never be achieved again.
And you're laughing. You can go Jordan and Bird, too. Until Bird's back got messed up.
Bird was done at 34. Iverson was done at 34.
What happened to Bird's back, though, for him to be laying down? Like, was it a fall like Jimmy Butler? How did it start?
You didn't hear?
No. Dude, I feel like I hit a nerve.
After they won the title in 86, they came back the next year in 87.
So what?
Got to the finals and lost. And then you know what Larry Bird did? He went back to French Lick.
All right.
And he put a driveway in his mother's home, at his mother's home, a brand new driveway. He did it himself.
Yeah. Ah, Larry.
With the cement and the shovels.
Larry.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You imbecile.
Damn, Larry. You pay people to do that, dog.
Exactly. Anyway, Warriors expectations and the expectations for Steph Curry.
So nothing's blowing you away in regard to what this team can achieve. It sounds like 50 wins, you're like, I could see that. Top 3-4 seed, I could see that. So that's why I'm excited, and I'm with Big Smoothie, Stani. I really am just – I'm taking it all in. And this dude, the way he's playing, he's not even in his Ray Allen phase, you know, to where he could have those guys that you talk about years down the road, you know, hopefully never lead the Bay. But, man, you just think about that other player that you talk about and, you know, I don't want to do this, but I am because I can, and he's a part of the team. But, man, if Jonathan Kuminga could hit and fit somehow – maybe that would be Steph Curry being able to go play 28 minutes a game and know, like Allstate, the Warriors are in good hands, you know? But that ain't happening anytime soon, and I think I love every second of it.
I'll say this, and I do not mean to sound, facetious. Kuminga's trying. He is. He's trying.
He always has, though, Scottie.
No.
Now, what do you mean there?
I'll tell you what I mean. There was a play last night when Jonathan Kuminga – I don't know if he got the defensive rebound or not, but he was under the basket. And when they got, I think he did get the rebound, okay, but I'm not sure. And he ran up court faster than I've ever seen him run up court. All right. Like, it stuck out to me. If anybody can remember the play, he kind of ran down the middle of the floor. I don't think he got it.
All right.
But he's trying.
Yeah.
He's trying. I got to give him credit. He obviously got thrown out last night. We never saw really what happened.
That Blazers feed, that's all I was a slave to. I couldn't get to Warriors. But another dunk with the left hand in transition. Donnie, I know it's the dunk. But dude, he's a freak, man.
And, you know, a lot's been made of Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga's relationship. Kuminga gets thrown out at the end of the second quarter yesterday. Steve Kerr, what do you make of it?
You know, he got fouled. It was a frustration play. I have no problem with it. I mean, he deserved the foul. He was getting fouled quite a bit. It was a physical game. And the way he ran on that play, the activity that he played with, the rebounding, he had 6 boards, you know, in one half, 17 minutes. That's the JK who can really help our team. And I love the way he played. I love the fire. The passion, I don't mind the ejection at all. I kind of liked it, actually. So I thought JK was terrific tonight.
Is that a coach who believes what he says, or do you think he's using this opportunity to make sure Kuminga knows he has his back?
No, my feelings are hurt.
What?
My fam's text, Guru, can you let Stani finish his take? And that's why I let you finish, to make sure you were done. Oh. But that hit me.
I thought he was going to say finish his cupcake.
I had a bite during her soundbite.
Did we bury the lead? Did you not read the note? Was there a note?
Yeah, there was a note.
You can read it.
From Chicago Jason.
Yeah, read it on air.
From Chicago Jason.
That's all it was. Okay,
he didn't say,
all right.
You know, and I don't want to say his last name.
Yeah.
But just out of...
To your point, Stani, and your question, I think it was to show him he had his back.
Like, donut butt.
Yeah, he wants to roll. He saw the effort, and coach has given him that much.
Yeah.
But
this is why I do think, you know, Steve Kerr's really, really bright. Like, he took that opportunity, and he knew how to spin it, to me, the right way. All right, 888-957-9570. And I'm a little annoyed because I am asking about how people are feeling about Steph Curry and the expectations you have for him this season. And the boss came up to me today and he goes, what do you think the fans are expecting out of Curry? Forget the team for now. What do you think they're expecting out of Steph Curry? And I said, they're expecting Steph Curry to be Steph Curry. Mm. Same player he's been. And he goes, that's not fair. Because this guy's 37 years old and he still has to be the number one on a team.
Because he can, though, boss.
He can. He can.
And wants to.
He can. But for this team, in my mind, to take the next step, he's either got to be a one, and then you've got to get a better third option in here, or can you somehow get a player better than Steph?
Okay.
And he can start being a two in terms of pecking order, which, to me, if you made him a two in terms of the pecking order, especially with a bigger guy, then I do think he could play for a little while longer.
And you don't feel like you're driving the Ferrari 100 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, maybe, and I don't want to get off to a negative start, but if something were to pop off with Kuminga, Stani, and he was to get moved, you know, maybe at that juncture, and we saw last season a trade that changed the fortunes of the Golden State Warriors, the metrics, everything. So, you know, I'm just saying, I want Kuminga to stay and be here and to be a part of the future. But somehow, if that's not, I do sometimes just think to myself, what would that player or players look like that they would get back? Because no. Kuminga's got some – Stani, I mean, man, if I'm around the league, just not making it about JK, but let's be honest, man, this dude can play, man, and he's young as all outdoors with some gifts.
So the Stani, I thought Bird hurt his back shoveling snow in his mother's driveway. I'm not sure that's right. Why would he be in French Lick, though, in the winter?
Seeing his mom?
They play in the holidays.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? It might have been snow, but now it's 25 years later, so it's concrete.
The story says he was shoveling gravel.
Gravel.
To build a driveway.
Yeah.
Where nowadays, guys don't do that real stuff.
Go ahead, Evan. Yeah, start mocking the older generation now. Go ahead. This is what you usually do.
No, I'm just going to say that's...
stupid.
Yeah. If you got the money to hire someone to build a driveway, maybe you should think about hiring someone to build a driveway.
Don't you get it, Evan?
Nah,
he's a Midwesterner.
Oh, I know a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But if he had it to do over again, he was right here on the other mics, Donnie. He would say, mic three, he would say, I probably should have hired somebody. You know? And we would have got to see him and Lynn Bias play to get, well, Lynn passed
away. No, we would have never been able to ever see that.
That hurt me, man.
Let's go to Devin in the Uber. Wants to talk expectations for the Warriors and Curry. What's going on, Devin? How are you, my man?
My guys, how you guys doing, man? Let me say this first. As the head of Steiny's Secret Service, I'm very competitive. So the fact that he got the cupcakes, man, like, I don't know, I'm kind of hating. I might have to give you and Goo a couple Lamborghinis or something. I got to make something shake.
Yeah, but, no doubt. Alcohol works. Who can outdo Kara's cupcakes from Chicago, Jason?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, hey, hey, that's the – yeah, I'm going to have to think of something to
the
give
bar
my
is
guys.
Set.
But no,
yep.
Salute to Jason. Salute to – but speaking of Curry, you know what, bro? Curry, when it comes to hoop, athleticism, that's the one that fades. That's the one Father Time really has beef with, right?
Yep.
So once you lose that, it's kind of, if you don't have a jump shot, it's you know, you're looking like you're going to be doing what I'm doing, you know. But Curry being the best shooter that the world has ever seen, right, that's going to buy him another 3 years. I'm not going to lie. And so even with him doing what he's doing now, Stani, I think that his numbers were due to the team, more so the team, like, that's not around him. I don't think it was really him, you know. And but even then, I do, or, you know, maybe in a perfect universe somewhere, Kuminga's the main guy, but Steph is still a Warrior doing what Kyle Korver did, you know, for another 3 years, doing what J.J. Redick did, you know. And hoping that he can do that, because one thing he can do is spot up and shoot. One thing he can do is run. And if you're saying, hey, Steph, now you really don't got to worry about dribbling. We're going to bring in another point guard. Really just run around, do the Rip Hamilton thing, do your thing. I can see Steph still getting 25.
All day.
Still getting 24, 25 and being very effective and probably more efficient because he has less duties on offense. So I'm hoping that's the way we can go. That's a perfect world. But seeing how this is going to go, you know, we're going to try to be optimistic, man. But let's
for sure.
And then to speak on one last thing.
Yep.
I'm hearing guys having expectations, you know, like they could see a championship. Sure, I could see a championship, you know, opportunity, right? But us at our A game and everybody else, like, I feel like one thing we can't do is say everybody else has the potential to get injured, but we'll be healthy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we haven't been healthy the past several years. So I love you guys, man. I got to try to think of some stuff so I can give for y'all.
Well, you know where we're at. Hey, Devin, real quick, I got a quick question for you. When you're driving Uber and you pick somebody up, do you know before you pick them up if they've tipped you or not?
I'll know afterwards.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll know afterwards. A lot of the wholesome folk, they'll give me some cash. I got you. And I never ask for it. That's one thing I do. I never ask, and I'm always bashful when they hand it to me.
I got you, dude.
But if you want to give us Uber driver's cash so we ain't got to, you know, show it on that little form later on, appreciate it, man. Love you guys.
Appreciate you, Devin. Thank you for the call. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You're going to laugh, but I jotted this down last night, and I just want your take. You're talking... Excuse me. You're talking about that other guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't make up a name here. Believe in it.
Buddy Hield is in his inner Klay Thompson. I mean, Buddy can shoot that thing, and I'm thinking about a lineup. You just put in the other two. Steph, Buddy, Horford, just put in two others. But, Steiny, I'm wondering, as we get down the road here, are we taking or overlooking just Buddy? I'm like, I expect it to go in, and that's what he's known for. But now, Steiny, I think, oh, my God, this dude is a weapon.
He's streaky. He's going to have bad games. He's going to have bad shooting games.
He's not saying he's not, but man.
You know, Devin in the Uber brought something up.
Yeah.
About,
I'm Batman.
You know, when there might be a time when Curry plays off the ball more and really, you know, is a let's say a J.J. Redick type, even though I don't like that comparison just because it's Redick. But in order for that to happen, they've got to get another playmaker. Butler's not going to be able to get that done as we move forward. And I don't see a player on the roster right now that really can create. And if Steph's going to start to slide more to two, ball, and right now Pods is not it. I just don't think he's it right now.
Yeah.
Can he? We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Lakers next Tuesday. That's just 6 days away. The season's here. No LeBron. Go down there and get a win. Start 1-0. But what are your expectations this year for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors? And the reason we're talking about Steph Curry is he is now 37 years old, and he is playing at a level that few, if any, that no other player his size has ever played at this late in his career.
There you go.
So I'm talking to the boss, and he goes, what do you think about Curry? Curry this year? I'm like, what do you think people think? I'm like, people think he's going to be Curry, period. And he goes, that's not fair. It's not fair. We can't keep expecting him to do this because he's already doing something that's never been done.
It's the price of greatness.
Yeah, no, it is.
I would tell the boss that.
It is. It is. But is it the best for this organization moving forward? And is it the best way to go about getting back on top if they can?
I got a quick question, and I hate to do this and cross-reference sports, but now you got me and the boss thinking, do you think what the Niners are doing to McCaffrey and the touches is fair?
Yeah. I don't. McCaffrey's up there, but he's not like Steph.
But even with the injury history he's had just last season, could one say, is this fair? Or McCaffrey doing his inner athlete, I can handle it, I got it. Boss, don't even think that way. And I know it's two different sports, but they're running him. It seems like Kyle's running them into the ground.
Yeah,
a compliment?
I look at McCaffrey as kind of...
Until he gets hurt, if
kind
he does.
Kind of on a little bit on the backside of his, his prime.
Okay, gotcha.
So, like, I kind of understand why Shanahan would run him into the ground right now. This is Steph Curry, though, who's...
Yeah, prime. Like Amazon. Yeah.
Who's 37. And are the Warriors running him into the ground, I guess is my question.
What do you know about that injury in regard to hamstring that he suffered?
Nothing. I don't know anything about injuries.
And Kittle, was that a one-off? There's no residue? He just experienced that last spring, and there's nothing to see here? Because I got PTSD on it, Steiny. I really do.
I mean, I don't know. It's a hamstring injury 6 months ago. Yeah. I got to believe it's...
All right.
You know,
it's like a pimple.
I mean, who knows? We might. I mean, again, we're We're in an unknown area.
Never had a soft tissue injury in 16 years.
I don't even know
what
that means. And I'll bet you that's not true.
First soft tissue injury.
What about when he fell in Houston?
That was a tailbone. And
I don't even know what soft tissue is.
Like your hamstring, your thigh, your
didn't he
your
have calf issues early in his career?
No, those were ankles.
I know they were ankles, but he had calf issues.
Evan, they said he never had a soft tissue injury. Now this dude's making me be Dr. Dina Dale.
You even know what a soft tissue injury is?
Because you never ran hard.
What's it matter?
Well, ask Kittle. He's been out because of a soft tissue injury, hamstring.
Right, Curry injured his hamstring last year, right?
I'm just wondering, does that mean you're in the system of, I've had it, it could come back, that's all.
I'm
just worried.
Evan, get Ponge on the phone.
Yeah.
Tell him we need him in here for an hour.
Yeah, I'll make a call.
Thank you.
Okay, what's good?
Here's the one guy that I think could be an important player in this roster, and it's Melton. Because maybe I just did not see enough of Melton last year to really understand what he's great at and, you know, what his strengths and weaknesses are. But clearly the team and the front office liked what they saw. So what if Melton can play point guard?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, oh, my gosh, what?
It's his. And we saw it. And they were 12-4. Like, Steiny, Melton's, he can play this game. I'm not saying he's Iverson. He don't need to be. Jack of all trades, master of none, can hit the three, create his own shot, pass. He's cerebral, Steiny. He's smart. And I think that's the biggest flex, that he played, you know, as many games as he didn't with the Warriors, and they bring him back after having that injury. So they, to your point, they like what they saw.
Yeah.
And I like Melton his whole career.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the expectations for the Golden State Warriors and for Steph Curry this year. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
Let's talk about Jimmy Butler. Butler.
No, JK.
We can talk about Butler. Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan, but I'm not a starry-eyed fan, a dreamer. I think more like a gambler and bookies.
Yep.
And one thing you could be sure of for Jimmy Butler, if you look at his track record, and you have to consider it, he's a 50-game-a-year player, okay? That's always been him. For some reason, for kicked out, injury, something, you really can't count on Jimmy for more than 50 games. And I think that's why someone else like JK or someone is going to be one of the keys to the Warriors' victory. Now, with Steph, I think Steph really only knows how to play one way. He plays like Steph Curry. I don't think Steph will ever be a Kyle Korver or sit in the corner or a J.J. Redick or Mark Price. No, Steph is going to play like Steph until he takes off the tennis shoes, okay? So that's who he is. But right now, I would like to say, and I'm not going to be long, but I'd like to say I'm really impressed with what Jonathan Kuminga is doing right now.
He's definitely trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. His rebounding, his decision-making, he's throwing some beautiful passes out there. He didn't shoot not one three-pointer last night in the first half, okay? He's swinging the ball around. So thanks, Steiny, for saying that he's trying out there. He's doing what the coaches is asking him to do. I'm glad Steve Kerr actually gave him some positive pub on that.
Yeah.
Because JK, you know, if JK plays with emotion, I think you got a monster out there, okay? I just don't want him to sit back and think, I'm more athletic, so I'm going to Cadillac my way through. No, I wanted JK with some emotion out there, fire out there. So.
Good sign. Good sign
and
early, Coach.
Let me give you this before you leave, because I told Steiny, and I mean this, Steiny. Oh, he's gone. Oh, we're up against it.
Yeah.
I'll tell him on the other
side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I see calls, and we'll get them on the other side. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock, and here's the deal. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden's going to be open. It's going to have a DJ. Bartenders are going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shocked you talking to me. It's always fun game.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Moses. Appreciate it. Get well soon. Hopefully you'll be ready for the opener. We'll find out.
I'm embarrassed, man.
Again?
So you got Harry. I got Squirt. He's watching the show. I get a text. He called us nasty asses.
Why?
Not one of us washed our hand as we put our mitts into the cupcake.
So what?
That hit home.
Like, I washed my hands like 9 times a show.
But
every
you didn't
time
do
I,
it before you put it in there.
I went to the bathroom a half hour ago. They were washed.
All right, Squirt. But anyway.
The Pike Squirt.
I was just like, damn.
We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and expectations for this season. Tuesday's their opener against the Lakers, and Steph Curry's entering his 17th season.
Yeah.
He's the best player on the team still, and the boss and I are wondering how much longer he can go. We know it's longer, and we're just wondering, can he continue to play like Steph Curry? And it started by me talking to Nahegan, and Nahegan saying, what do you think fans expect from Steph Curry? I said, they expect him to be Steph Curry. You know, with all due respect, take him for granted.
No doubt.
Think he's going to be this guy forever. And Nahegan goes, that's unfair. That's not right. Because he's already doing stuff that's never been done. And now we're just expecting it's going to go on. It's like, we're being unfair to Curry. But his standard is so ridiculously high that he set expectations that are almost beyond comprehension at points.
Yeah, I guess I just got an issue with the word unfair, because to me in life, unfair means a one-way street. Like the other day, Dibs got a flat tire coming to work. They needed both of us to stay to 225, 230. You had some things to do. I stayed. Now, had it been an hour or two, that was a six-hour day. You could look at that, maybe that's a bit unfair, but I'm a team player. But my point is, this is a two-way street, Stoney. Steph still wants to do this. He's singing the high notes at a high level. He can go. So unfair is when I believe the other person or party is like, oh, I gotta cover for you, so I gotta, you know what I mean? This is,
well, I think
the chef being the chef.
Again, unfair might not be the right word, but on a level, yes, I do think it's unfair. I think it's unfair that Steph Curry is 37 years old and he still must carry this load.
I got you.
Can he do it? Of course he can do it. But I got news for you. Like,
I got you.
It would be better if he didn't have to.
No doubt. I got you. I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
And maybe that person that you are lobbying for will be, you know, I'm just trying to be positive, Stoney. It'll be a committee of guys. You know, I thought Moses Moody was solid all of last year.
I'm talking about
I hear you.
Yeah,
but
okay,
he took a step, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Pods after the injury, But I'm just telling you, just to go back to coaching Vallejo about my Jonathan Kuminga takes, Donnie, I sat there and watched that game, and I watched him and for the last couple games, and I'm just saying to myself, it's not about the highlights, but, Stoney, it's about, my gosh, this dude has a boatload of talent. He did a move on the block and finished with the left, cinnamon, just so effortlessly. I'm like, it's one play, but I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this dude is gifted. And I'll just leave that there. So Coach got me thinking about Kuminga.
I mean, the thing about Kuminga that I've noticed is if he's got the ball at the head of the floor on like a mini break, the one thing he can do is he'll hit the open man. Mm. Like, he'll find a guy in the corner. But once he gets into the lane and tries to make a play, he still can't do that. So he can make the simple pass, and he knows where it is. I just think once he gets downhill into the foul line area, he's still not adept at making a play in there.
Mm.
But maybe that'll come. Yeah. Maybe that'll come. Let's go to Joe. Joe's on the Bay Bridge. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Things are good. It's good talking to you guys. Matt, I really appreciate your approach and your measured responses to people's things. And Guru, it seems like you're all feels, man. It's all emotion. But if both the combination of you two guys works great.
Thank you.
The thing I've noticed in this preseason is the defensively, I think the biggest problem with the age is that the first step to stop off, you know, to seal off the guys penetrating from the outside.
Yeah, point of attack.
Lacking a bit. But the good news is that I feel like Horford really helps with that. And that's one of the Horford to me is like Andrew Bogut who can shoot.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
That's an awesome combination. And I think most of my optimism is that you got a team full of really smart players who don't care who gets the credit. And John Wooden always swore by that. That's the key to anybody's success. So if any group of old guys can pull this off and go all the way, I really have confidence that this would be the group.
Mm. Interesting point about Horford. I'm kind of with you. He is unbelievably smart. He is really, really smart. Here's the other thing about, I agree with point of attack. That's where Melton needs to be a factor. Like, if Melton can be kind of like Clay was back in the day.
I mean, but Clay was, he was a savage, Donnie.
Yeah, but you'll take it. No. They need that out of Melton.
Because yeah. Podge, you can get him on point of attack.
And Moody's, I think, still growing in that area.
Do we know when to expect Melton? Like, I know we got the Seth Curry thing that bothers me in November, but maybe hopefully before the end of the year. Stoddy, the 415 says we need to put some respect on Stockton's name. Didn't he play past 40?
Yeah, I talked about him.
Oh, did you bring him up?
Yeah, he played till 40.
All right.
But he was different. He was a pass-first point guard, and it wasn't like Curry. He didn't score 25 a game. He scored 14 or 15 later in his career, 13 or 12. So, I mean, yeah, I think like Steph Curry could be a 14 and 10 guy, but you don't want him to be a 14 and 10 guy if he can still get you 24 right now.
Man.
We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and the expectations for them this year. Their first game is less than a week away. They got the L.A. Lakers opening night, and there have been some preseason, the numbers in Vegas say 45 to 47, 48-ish wins. There's an ESPN projection out there based on their time together with Butler and Curry and Draymond last year that has the Warriors possibly at 56.
Damn!
I don't even want to get into the other one. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Was that the 60? Yeah, 62.
But I think it's fair to say that there's some people that are high on the Warriors this year.
And you should be. And again,
you don't have to be. You don't have to be. And here's the one thing I was thinking, Goo.
Yeah.
And this happens all the time. And I do it. Season hasn't even started.
But that's the fun part.
Well, it's the fun part, but it's going to get – reality's going to hit at some point.
Because it hit hard like an earthquake last year when they got off to that start. And then it turned into what it turned into. And I was coming in here and you were saying, who died, Goo? And I didn't even know who I was. And Steph looked like, is it Steph? I don't know. He has no space. And then all out of nowhere came Jimmy Butler. But you said something in the green room I want to bring up about a guy that's going to play. And Stani, this dude has the guts of a cat burglar. And I'm telling you, I'm watching it form. It started last year. But this league is about shooting. And that's one. Quinn Post. Stani, this dude don't give a rat's behind. He is letting them fly. I love it. And when he releases, I think it's going in. Just continue to get stronger. I'm just telling you, QP3 is letting them things fly.
Let me tell you something.
That was my version of that, Evan.
All right. He's a peripheral player.
We break that down for me.
There's six other guys more important. And there's one guy there is kind of one guy I want to talk about, too. Because I think
I'm trying this to is, think. Yeah.
It's obvious. If you're not like, and it's Jimmy Butler. You want to talk about expectations or what you expect out of a player. That's where I come up frazzled
with
Jimmy Butler. Like, he is so important to the team and to Curry.
Facts.
But he doesn't play full seasons, and I was just like, do you really, like, if you look at, let's run down the roster. Curry, you know what to expect. Draymond, you know what to expect. Pods, you even know what to expect or the style he's going to play. Horford, you absolutely know. Like, I almost feel like you don't know what you're going to get from Jimmy Butler game in and game out. Oh, he may be really good a lot or most of the time, but in a weird way, like, I don't know what to expect out of Jimmy Butler. And I feel like, I want to wipe the slate clean.
Did you get any, real quick, did you get any clarity of that once he arrived, or did those question marks grow from what we got from him when he arrived and how the season ended?
He was in Milwaukee and Chicago and all those other places, Miami, Chicago, Minnesota. And honestly, how many games did he play with the Warriors last year? Like 50?
Yeah, around there.
Maybe, let's just say 40, yeah. I don't know. So I saw him play 40 in a row, and that's where you really learn a player. And I don't know. I just, there's some games he sleepwalks a little bit. I need to, like,
I got what he beats to his own drum to me.
I'm like wiping out last year because I think it was kind of a honeymoon period, but also an adjustment period.
But it was a great honeymoon adjustment period.
Yeah, so now he's got a full season, but maybe you get the full season, Jimmy Butler, which is, I don't know. I want to see a full season, Jimmy Butler.
If we can't get 50 games. Who called and said 50? Oh, that was Coach Invalio. Stoudy, he's got, and I wonder if he knows that. Like, that would be disappointing, obviously, barring injury. But, Jimmy, you got to give us more than 50. And he knows that. Stoudy, he damn near had a sabbatical last year with what was going on with Miami to come here fresh.
Championship coming soon.
And you don't tell him how to play. That's what I love. Like, it is scary, Stoudy, like, whatever the peanut gallery is saying, he kind of goes the other way, you know?
So these are the number of, he's 35 or 36 now.
Oh, he ain't 21.
See what his birthday is.
His birthday, I think he just turned 36.
You are correct, Evan, last month. So he's 36. All right. When he was 28, 8 years ago, he played 59 games.
Okay.
I'm going to just run down his game totals.
Karl Malone.
59.
Yikes.
65. 58. 52. 57. 64. 60. 55 last year.
I don't like that. And well, I'll take the 65. But, you know, from a guy that gets a lot of ridicule from Thursdays that I happen to miss because, you know, I don't plan them. There's all kind of a litany of things going on in my life. So I'm saying that is, we don't know what was going on. It wasn't like, hey, was I want to watch Netflix. I'm not playing tonight.
Hold on a second. But you know, are you going to try to tell me that Jimmy Butler doesn't have a reputation for,
chilling out a lot of times
during the regular season?
I would like to just get some clarification on, you know, on some of those, how much of those were injuries. But you're right. I couldn't take his case if he tried to hire me to defend him on the total is the total. And you're talking about Steph, and you look at his games played, and Draymond even for that matter without the suspensions. But Stoudy, the honeymoon's over for Jimmy because he knows he can't finesse it if he were into, man, how do I only play 59, 60? Like, nah, dude, now it's, you have to.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're going to, like, Jimmy Butler this year's, because he's, I don't know, on the Warriors, it's like
65.
Well, that would be average. Yeah,
well,
but can he hit that? Can he hit 65? And, like, that's the other elephant in the room. If he's missing 20 and Steph's missing 20 and Draymond's missing 20, we gotta figure it out, because that may be the way it goes.
Yeah.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors and their expectations this year and how you think they're going to do, how Curry's going to do. He's 37 years old. Very few signs of slowing down. There have been some, and I'll tell you one in a sec.
Yeah.
But can Curry maintain that level? Can Jimmy Butler take it up a notch? Is that what we'd like with Butler?
I don't see why not.
Well, because he's 36.
Well.
And he's had a history of load managing. And that's why. And Draymond Green's another one. We haven't even talked about Draymond Green this preseason.
But, I mean, Stoney, seriously, I know we've been a lot 49ers in this football, too, but now hoops right upon us, you know, around the corner. How many negative calls, if at all, that people are saying they don't see it from this team?
Not a lot.
Now, that's what I mean. And you hit me with that honeymoon. I'm wondering if with Jimmy Butler, if that honeymoon can continue into this season. You know, is he just like that Miami drained me? Forget who was right or wrong. I'm out of there. I like what's going on here. Shout out to my, well, I forget his coffee brand, but
Fathead.
Yeah, Big Face.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No,
I don't know.
Big head.
Yeah.
It's Fat big head. Face.
Big face.
Oh, big face.
Big face.
Yeah, okay.
Big face.
Yeah. But it's a positive in the Golden State right now.
Yes. Yeah. And there's positivity everywhere. By the way, what am I missing with the Atlanta Hawks? Why are they at 47 wins this year?
That bothers.
Because of Porzingis?
I get it.
Jalen Johnson's coming back. They got, you know, Dyson Daniels pretty good. But, man.
You don't like Reese Hoshea?
I don't.
I like
Sar better.
I mean, they have a lot of players.
They do. Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Gene?
Doing great, guys. So, I want to say something about Curry, but first off, I want to give you my prediction for what will be the starting lineup.
Let's go.
Dubs.
All right.
Once Melton comes back.
Okay.
All right, Curry, obviously. DJ Melton, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and one of my favorites all these years, Al Horford.
Wow.
Four future Hall of Famers. I mean, there's a lot of age there, a lot of time on those legs, but I don't think you're gonna find, skill-wise and experience-wise, a better starting five.
You might be right there.
Three
shooters, which you got to have.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Melton can make shots. Obviously, Melton to me is an interesting player.
I like him.
I'm looking forward. I hope he stays healthy and he has a consistent role. Because I don't know, Gene. I want to see more of him. I'm not pretending to be an expert on his game.
Sure. Okay. Can I say something about Curry?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, look at Steph Curry really has been slowing down the last two or three years. Typically, what's been happening is he starts off, you know, like an MVP candidate the early part of the year when he's got all his energy. Then around the middle of the year, he starts slowing down. And you can see, you know, the age is a factor. Last year, you know, he was pretty much average for the 20 to 30 games before Mr. Butler showed up, and I really thought he was getting close to the end. I called in and said that. You know, I just thought the man was close to the end. All of a sudden, the old Curry, came to life. So you could see that it was age, but it was also his attitude. I mean, he was just down. He was playing on a 500 team.
Good point.
That was going nowhere. They weren't even, you know, sure they were going to make the playoffs. So this year, I mean, he's a year older, but hopefully. And this gets to Jimmy Butler. And I'm hoping Jimmy gives it all this year because his window is closing towards winning a championship. And I'm hoping that motivates him to play more than 50 games.
Yeah.
But if they get off to a much better start, then they won't have to kill themselves the last 30 games that they had to when Butler showed up. And I think contributed to his injury. So that's my hope. You know, obviously, it's health. If they stay healthy, I like their prospects.
Yeah. Thanks, James. Appreciate the call. Got to stay healthy.
Yeah, and remember, Stoney, you again, I keep going to you. You were like, "Goo, you need help. You all right?" And I was, I didn't know what I was seeing from Steph, but unlike Gene, I didn't think it was Father Time creeping in as much as it was space. Spacing or their lack of. And when Jimmy came, we saw the old Steph, Steiny.
Well,
he was cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a fight.
But he's had slippage.
And right. here's where it's shown up. And there was a play last night.
Give it to me. I'm going to see if I remember.
As great as his handles are, when you get a little bit older, it just isn't as tight, okay. And you're not quite as quick. And he's more susceptible now to pressure, bringing the ball up.
And
the
that's court. Why I noticed he gives it up.
Yeah, and so, you know, he...
Did they take it from him last night, or he threw it away?
There was a play where a guy picked him up, and Curry wanted a foul. He thought he got pushed out of bounds, but he lost the ball out of bounds. But that's the one thing where I do think... it would be wise to not have him bring the ball up court all the time.
That's
because
what
they're going
is.
To pressure him.
Yeah. And that's what's unfair.
Because they have.
Yeah, give those duties or job details. And I know sometimes you have no choice, but that's what I'm talking about when you say the boss says unfair, Steiny. That's the stuff that you could end game. You know what, Steiny, bring it up. But it doesn't. It's not that easy. But damn, that takes a lot out of an older player, man.
No doubt. What are your expectations for this Warrior team here? In 2025, 2026, I can't believe, and again, we've been talking a lot about Steph Curry and what the expectations the fans have of him. I mean, it's 2025, 2026, and they are, and he's still the best player on their team.
I gotcha. It's incredible.
It is incredible, but it's also, we got to get somebody in here.
Well, you've had chances.
Because they don't have enough, I don't
you've
think.
You've had chances. I got you. So, hey, some trivia. They won their first title, Kerr's first year, 14-15. How many points do you think the chef averaged on that team?
That was 25.
23? 23.8.
Do you have the whole 24. Team up there?
Yeah, I do.
Give me I bet you Iguodala averaged like 16.
Andre averaged, Steiny, 7.8. Clay had 21.7. Draymond, 11.7. Harrison Barnes, 10.1.
Forgot about Barnes.
Spates, 10.4. I mean, that's just a day. Damn, 24 got it done. Yeah.
971 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Butler's commitment to winning a championship was very evident when he played with an injury in the playoffs, knowing Curry was out and he had to be out there too. That's Dave from Fremont. Although, yes, he did, but there were games where he wasn't enough of a factor.
Games where he shot 13 times, I didn't like it.
I mean, is it fair to say that there are times when he's got a little Wiggins in him?
Well, no.
The audacity.
He wouldn't be Jimmy Butler if that were part of his DNA. But we saw some of that.
There are a lot of times when he floats.
Those two games against Minnie, and he would, you know, that's why you're like, oh, Guru, you gave him a pass. I did. He had to be compromised.
Yeah, and that's why all your criticism now doesn't matter, because you apologize to him and you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. And he deserved it, I guess. But no, Jimmy Butler to me is a big part of this team, obviously. And I'm looking forward to seeing who he is and how he is over the course of a whole season. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors opener is 6 days away. What are your expectations? And are you taking Steph Curry for granted? You're just expecting him to go out 25-8. My boss thinks it's unfair. Hey, head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.